Usually on Wednesdays, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. I wanted to get right to that. Justin Katz from AnchorRising.com joins us tonight. Justin, how are you, buddy? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. And an excellent interview there.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you enjoy the Senator?
Oh, yeah. Well, with all that you had to bang your head against the wall, I think I know why you have all that foam egg carton stuff all over the wall.
Yeah, I just, I don't know if it was me, if I just wasn't communicating correctly or...
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, you asked him if he could empathize with average people, and he said, of course I can. I had to raise their taxes a lot on the city council.
Well, my point was just I wanted to know what department specifically from government he would go after for efficiencies, and he just kept talking about morale.
Well, I'll tell you, though, I was almost impressed with, because in certain circles, that's political acumen, just not answering questions, no matter how many times they're asked. So that was... I don't know if it's him necessarily, particularly as so much as just politicians. Not exactly what we need in this state right now. But
It was just frustrating. And he's a very nice gentleman. First time I've ever spoken with him, you know, in person ever, I think. And it was he's a very nice guy. And I invited him back many times because I like to debate with people and I like to hear what their ideas are. I just I just want my questions answered. That's all.
we'll work on that.
Yeah. Thank you. What's going on in the blog tonight, brother?
Well, I think we're just beginning to get a real appreciation for what a bizarre year it's going to be. I mean, we've got potentially four candidates in the general election and a change in General Assembly leadership, terrible unemployment, and then the nation is coming down like this big mudslide headed our way. So, in other words, it's going to be like a do-or-die year for the state to the degree that an election that doesn't change things dramatically should probably be taken as a signal to flee. And our goal on Anchorizing this year is to do what we can to keep people from having to flee. As far as I know, for example, Andrew was the first to shine a light on that union-dominated teacher health care board, and we quickly noticed that it will mandate health insurance for teachers in all schools and charters and offer a handful of options that are acceptable to this dominant.
Well, you know what's interesting? The first I heard of it was when the veto was overridden. And shame on me for that, but I guess does Andrew actually have a breakdown on the blog of exactly what that thing will do and how it works?
Well, he actually, about a week before the veto vote, noticed it, and then we all sort of jumped in and read it. I mean, and it shows what a gap there is and a need in the state for somebody, whether it's us or not, to look at this stuff. I remember on the special session night. I saw that bill, and I looked at it, and it's so innocuously worded. You know, to sort of research healthcare, you know, maybe do something here or there. And being busy that night, I didn't look at it. And so then it gets passed, and
That bill, which creates a 12-member panel to create a sort of, I guess, statewide healthcare contract or to approve healthcare contracts for the cities and towns for teachers. I don't even know. I mean, Justin, you tell me. You know better. I've read it. I couldn't understand what the hell it was trying to do.
What it's going to do is this group of 12, mainly unionized people, are going to create a handful of options from which school committees can choose as they're negotiating.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
And just so people know, it's going to be six individuals from unions represented on the board and six from so-called management, but several of the six of the management types will be the people receiving the benefits.
Right, exactly. And it also mandates now health insurance for teachers, and including charter schools. I mean, they have to have it. There's no, all right, well, this is too expensive. Right. We'll give it to you in salary. But these are the kind of things, especially with this year with uprising beginning and the entrenched powers trying to shore up what they've gained over the years, they're going to be trying to slip these things into every piece of legislation. So it's very important that everybody sort of wakes up and tries to find some way to support people who want to dig into all this stuff. And we're certainly available for that kind of support on Anchor Rising.
Excellent. Justin, I look forward to the new year with AnchorRising.com and look forward to all the excellent work you guys do.
Thanks, and likewise.
All right, pal. Thank you. Justin Katz from AnchorRising.com. Check it out. Best political blog on the face of the earth.